Crosby, Stills and Nash in My Life. It's 8 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. And Joni Cassidy from 88FM has stepped into the studio with very special guests. Joni, please tell us
what's
happening.
Take it away. Yes. So today is the third Friday of the month. And we usually do this on the last Friday of the month. But next week, Friday, is a public holiday. So today is Drinks on the Deck. And we love Drinks on the Deck here at Radio Life and Style. And today our special guest is Janine from A Beverage. We've had Janine before. And we've got Richie from Alchemy.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello, hello.
Good to be back.
So I've got three beautiful cocktails in front of me. And of course, I've tasted all of them already. And I love them.
I thought it was more garrulous than normal. So that's what it is.
But we've got a brand new liqueur, brand new to KZN, never before seen by me at least. And this is called Baroque Chocolate Liquor. And I thought I would ask Janine first where this liquor comes from and what's so special about it.
Is it a liquor or liqueur?
Liqueur.
Liqueur.
Sorry.
Pardon me. There's a difference. What is the difference?
So, liquor is just alcohol. Anything that you drink, any alcoholic beverage, and liqueur is...
Mostly fourth bite with sugar.
So there you go. Yeah. Thank you, Richie. Yeah.
Richie's got the answer for us.
Yeah.
But tell us, Janine, so Baroque is something I've never seen before. Maybe it's not in KZN yet, or what can you tell us about it that makes it so special?
So Baroque is a distillery that is owned by two ladies.
Yes.
They are based in Gauteng in Pretoria. And they've been running for 7 years. And they've come up with this range of chocolate liqueurs. Well, the three are part of a larger range.
Those are the three that we've got here today.
Yes, that's right.
So we've got, and you won't believe it, if you're listening from the car or from home, just imagine these tastes. We've got Baroque chocolate liqueur. We've got Baroque chocolate truffle liqueur. Baroque licorice...
So, quite a tongue twister, yeah.
It is a bit of a tongue twister.
The chocolate truffle, the triple chocolate truffle, then there's the chocolate orange, and then there's the chocolate Turkish delight.
Turkish delight, that's the one that I missed.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been tasting today. And where does the name Baroque come from? I know you've got a very interesting story about this.
Yes, so the two ladies enlightened me on the story where they came, or how they came about their name. So the Mayans actually came up with chocolate, introduced it to Spain, and King Philip IV had a strange breakfast fetish of eating chocolate. And he actually made it famous in the Baroque era. And if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have chocolate today. We wouldn't know about it.
And that's where the name comes from the Baroque era. A little history lesson for everybody.
Yes.
Thank you for teaching us.
Yes.
So I think this is so fascinating. Janine was telling me earlier, and when you taste it, there's something different about this liqueur, and that's that it's not the same type of chocolate liqueurs that we see often around us. So can you tell us what makes it different?
Yeah, so their chocolate is imported from Switzerland.
Mm.
It's also egg-free and milk solid-free, therefore making it gluten-free and vegan-friendly.
Vegan friendly. Now, for me, that works because I'm not supposed to be eating any or drinking any dairy. But Richie, do you want to tell us what you have done with this amazing Baroque chocolate liqueur?
Yeah, so it's kind of the time of year for chocolate.
We've
got Easter coming up around the corner, so as much chocolate as we can possibly consume. And at Alchemy, we want to take advantage of Easter as a way to give people what they want. So the Baroque chocolate liqueur stands in as a really good way to make chocolate themed cocktails.
I think that's absolutely fabulous.
It
and
is.
Every little one waking up on Easter Sunday should have one. Chocolate.
Maybe not the liqueur.
This is definitely more for the adults, absolutely. But we working similarly to what we did last month, actually.
Yes,
we're really going
the
through espresso martini phase at the moment. These are being used as a tasting board for three different flavors, which you'll be able to get with us over the Easter period. And there's the Terry's chocolate orange flavor for any of you that are English and familiar with Terry's chocolate orange, as I am. Then the Turkish delight flavor, and then there's the triple chocolate. So they will come on a tasting board, and if you have a preference, then you can order a large one of whichever is your favorite. We are also the only outlet that is selling the Baroque chocolate liqueur over that period for off-site consumption. So if you really love it and you want to take a bottle home to drink over Easter, then you can come and get it from us also.
Which I would definitely recommend. From all the tasting that we've done, we've had such a delicious afternoon here. And I think to close, let's chat about what going forward you need, where people can buy it if they miss it over the Easter period.
Sorry, excuse me?
Where can they get their Baroque chocolate liqueur over the after the Easter period if they can't come to Elkmead?
Well, as Richie said, they will be selling for off-site consumption. Otherwise, Tops at Salta in Umshloti do stock the whole range. And then a couple of restaurants in Belito, Beechwood will be stocking it, and Brick and Cole will be stocking it for now.
Well, maybe we should stock some here as well.
Maybe we should.
I'm just saying.
And if you can hear that Dave is speaking quite muffled, he's busy chomping on chocolate from the tasting board.
No, I can't resist.
Have a look at our social media. We're going to be running a competition to win a beverage hamper with the Baroque orange liqueur, chocolate orange liqueur, a bottle of that, and go look at what the tasting board looks like. And if you find yourself, which I recommend you do, find yourself at Elkmead this Easter weekend, order the tasting board, and once you've tasted them, order your favorite one in a larger glass. Highly, highly recommend it. And thank you very much for you two for coming and chatting to us about Baroque.
Cheers. Thank you so much for having me here once again.
Thank you.
Thanks to Elkmead and thanks to A Beverage for coming through today.
Appreciate it. Absolutely. And here's Dan Auerbach, Shine On Me. It's 14 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon.